kind of harsh, Nick.
That's kind of hard on the ears, that sound?
We just lost everybody. Oh, man, that kid is flipping out. Hi,
you
welcome.
Frickin'
Fritz! Okay, welcome to Marijuanders. That obviously is Soundboard Nikki. Hi, I'm Mike. There's no Grizz today. Hi, Grizz, if you're out there. I have had no luck in locating him.
No, he's MIA.
Yeah, you seen him this week?
He's probably out in his van somewhere.
Hey, is it true or false that he asked you if you could get your hands on a drone? You're like, what? It's true. And you're like, why? No, I got a couple ideas. No, actually, I can't get a drone.
No. Stay away from the child's window.
Oh, man, that is so funny. All right, well, just so you know, the reason that I got that off the top, that my actions have consequences, is because not only once, but twice, I blew up the making of today's podcast.
Yes, we've had two tries at this so far.
No, honestly, I have to leave. It's 5 p.m. I have to leave here at 4:30.
For fuck's sake.
This is why I love Nick. Okay, let's see if we can both do that one. For fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake. You're going to be Irish and gay.
Is that what that is?
For fuck's sake.
I am. For fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake.
That's beautiful. Hi, Mark. Anyway, there we go. If you were with us last week, we had a pretty good time. We had the guys from MPL in. And, of course, DeRicky was in talking about playing the part of Dre in Dre 2001, the orchestral tour, which is incredible if you get a chance to see it. Okay. And great guys. So thanks to them for coming in. Coming up later, we'll talk a little bit about strains and this and that and the other with regard to the cannabis. Whatever. People keep asking me, do you guys even talk anything about cannabis anymore? Well, I don't know. It's legal. It's out there.
Yeah, it's boring now. So we just talk about other stuff.
But if there's somebody or some new product, then yeah, we're going to make you aware of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got Dave down the street going to join us, and he knows a lot of stuff about this, that, and the other with regard to the molecular structure and science around weed. That's coming up.
I feel like I'm underqualified to be on this podcast.
Why?
Because, well, when I started, I was just a soundboard guy. Yeah. And I didn't smoke weed at all.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. And for some reason, I don't want to think that you actually manipulated me into influenced me into doing this. But I did start smoking weed. And
in the same proximity of having met me.
Yeah. And within 2 months, I was smoking weed every day.
So. Oh, yeah. Smoke weed every day. It's not just a motto. It's a number one hit song. It's just what we sing right here on Weed 101.
I really wish I had that sound drop.
You don't have that sound drop? Cool. Now we have to do it live. You ready? Smoke weed every day.
I did have it.
Okay, there you go.
It just took me a very long time to find
that. That one is to the top of the charts with the bullet.
Smoking too much weed every day.
Yeah. No, you know, it's so funny. I've met a lot of people that allegedly smoke too much weed every day. They're pretty, pretty, pretty on the ball people usually.
Yeah, I really haven't felt the consequences of this whole thing of smoking weed every day. I don't know what the downside of it is.
About an hour ago, you did blank out for a good 35 seconds, and I thought I was in the Matrix.
Oh, really? I don't even remember that.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay, fine. Okay. Yeah. You made this sound the whole time.
Oh, it's good to know that I'm doing that.
A holding pattern. It was like a, yeah.
Yeah.
And then just before you came back, you went, and we're live in 3, 2. Hi. Sorry, Mike, where was I? And it was like weird. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't worry too much about it.
Small price to pay.
Yeah, it is.
Small price to pay.
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions, if I may. You are a movie guy. You love to do the movie thing. You were like...
I love to do the movie thing. When I was a kid, I wanted to do the movie thing.
Is that right?
Yes.
You were like, I'm going to make movies when I grow up.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I'm going to make movies when I grow up.
Well, when I was a teenager, I want to write movies, but then don't be a writer. Don't.
But you're an actor as well.
Not really.
You went to acting school.
I did, yeah.
But well, that makes you an actor.
When I was young, and dumb.
Yeah,
and so full of cum.
Did you have a lot at the time? Was there so much?
There was so much.
Hey, have I shown you the meme that my buddy sent me yesterday?
No.
The new the new Sesame Street book that is coming out?
No.
You know what? I love the internet. It makes me so happy because it makes people so very, very creative. Let me give you an example. I'll just share this with you, okay? I think you'll like this one. Here's a new book. Ernie, what have you done?
It's a picture of Ernie, and he's putting on a sock.
And the title of the book is, oh, shit, that's my cum sock. Memes, thank you. You make my day so much better.
Thank you, Photoshop.
It's the best. What can't you do?
Yeah.
What in the way of movies? We just got through the Oscars a couple weeks back, a few weeks back, or whatever it was there. No big surprise. A bunch of movies nobody ever saw got nominated. And in fact, one of them that wasn't even made in this part of the world won everything.
Yeah. Now, this comes from a person who genuinely loves movies, who made movies my career.
Yes.
Fuck movies.
Yeah.
Fuck movies now.
Yeah.
I just, you know, the other Parasite's really good. It's a good movie.
Yeah. What's it about? I haven't seen it.
It's tough to explain and make it.
Never mind. Just tell me the spoiler. No,
a poor family basically cons a rich family. That's like the very, very fast way of explaining it. And they all become sort of like, they're sort of like a parasite on this rich family.
Ah, gotcha.
And that's all. But you know, you're not really going to understand why it's good once you have to watch it. And there's this huge tonal shift in the movie, which is amazing. And it. Great film, but they make better movies in Korea now than they do here. So,
all right. Well,
and
then,
here, I mean,
in North America,
Canada, we don't make. I don't think we do make movies anymore.
It's funny enough.
Every year, Telefilm gives a bunch of money to Paul Gross to make some movie that nobody gives a fuck about.
Right.
And, you know, whatever. But but American films are they're either. You know, we're polarized politically and we're polarized with films as well. It's either complete turn your brain off, explosion fest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made for people who don't even they're made for people who don't speak English and don't want to read subtitles.
That's me.
To understand. Yeah. It's,
yeah. That's exactly what I want, actually, to be honest with you.
You want to be able to just stare at the screen.
Yeah. I want Call of Duty. I want Call of Duty. Yeah, hey, what do you think? Can we get the rights to make the movie Call of Duty? You know how violent and over the top we can make that?
That would be so expensive.
To
get the rights. Just to get the rights.
Yeah, but imagine how many people would go to it because we would make it so over the top. Like you could take special effects to the next level.
That movie's being made right now. Like you're not thinking of anything new. Being made right now. It stars Mark Wahlberg or something.
Yeah, probably does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, we're gonna go and do Call of Duty. Sorry, that's my Mark Wahlberg. Oh, she got freckles.
It was bang on. Oh, it was bang on, Mark Wahlberg.
Look, she got freckles. That's my Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. He seems to have a high voice. I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, it's either the completely turn your brain off.
Yeah.
You know, explosion fest.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a film like Roma, where you're just watching paint dry.
What was Aroma about?
Roma, not Aroma.
Huh?
Roma.
Okay.
It was.
Roaming Charges. It is a good theme. It is a good idea for a movie because Roaming Charges can be over the top sometimes. Soundboard Nikki. That's what this movie's about?
No.
Oh, what's it about?
It's about a cleaning lady, and she's a cleaning lady. And
she's actually a spy, and then she gets...
No,
and she's like actually... She's a serial killer?
Well, no. She's a cleaning lady, and she lives in sort of Mexico during a politically turbulent time. And she's not involved in anything, really. She's just sort of a family cleaning lady and then sort of a nanny. And... she does laundry and she gets pregnant and
that's the movie. This is a movie.
Yeah,
this sounds like a really boring story that my daughter told me.
Yeah, it's like not it's a non-story. It's an it's it's just, I mean, if you're big into cinematography like me, it's something you can appreciate. But I watched and was actually thoroughly entertained. But I knew while watching this, like, people will not like this movie.
Yeah.
It's not, oh, you have to be educated in film to understand why this film is enjoyable. And not even like the artistic side of it. It's just like the technical side of it.
So why don't they do like art film awards at the Oscars and then like, because really the Oscars are shit.
Yeah.
They're not fun to watch.
They're fucking hateable to watch.
Oh my God, I hate watching them so much. I love watching the cuts together of how arrogant the celebrities are. Yeah. And that
Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you know, oh my God.
What shaming us for drinking milk.
And what a fucking windbag.
Yeah.
Anyway, my question was this about the movies. Now we're into spring. We're headed to summer. What genre of film do you think is going to kick it out of the park, hit it out of the park? I mean, kick it in the nuts. I mean, what kind of genre? Is it going to be a comedy that just blows up in theaters or on Netflix? Is it going to be, an action film, a horror film, or a drama?
You mean like in terms of getting that money?
The biggest or pop.
Biggest buzz. It's probably going to be... Well, it's sort of like, it's usually just like an action thing. So it's some Fast and the Furious crap.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's probably what it's going to be.
Yeah.
This is sort of the golden age of horror, though, actually.
I've noticed that.
I'm not into horror films, but unfortunately, because they're actually good now.
And there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And they seem to be cheap enough to make that there's so many of them. Like, if you have...
Do you know why they're blowing up now?
No.
Because they're cheap to make now because it's all the digital stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't need names.
No, so because you're killing off a cast.
Yeah. You don't, people don't go to see a horror film because, you know, Matthew McConaughey's
exactly.
in it.
Exactly.
You know.
In fact, it might dissuade people from thinking it's an actual horror film from that genre, right?
It's probably not going to be scary.
If it's got Keanu.
Yeah.
Keanu.
Mm-hmm.
I hate his name. I like him. I like Keanu Reeves. I don't think he's a good actor. Ma'am.
Everyone suddenly loved Keanu Reeves now.
No,
but
no,
I remember 20 years ago, he was a fucking punching bag.
We love to do that. We love to hate a guy, and then they survive, and they don't care that we hate him, and they laugh at themselves like he does, and then we like him again.
I mean, I like Keanu. I never got the hate for him in the first place. But
Joaquin Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
he's going to be beat up pretty good for a while now. But
really?
Down the... you don't think so?
No, I think he's well-respected.
You don't think that the general public heard his bullshit at the Oscars and went, ugh.
He was seen as a bit of a nut back during the when he had the big beard, and he was, he was pretending to be starting a rap career and all this.
Yeah,
and he was sort of like, what's going on with this guy?
What was that all about?
Well, it was like he was making a mockumentary, but for a while, like in the news, but he was literally playing that character and literally going on shows like Letterman and
so that
like
he could use that footage for his movie.
Oh. Yeah, and it looked super authentic, right?
Right.
And then nobody saw that movie.
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
He actually made it?
Yeah, that was a real mockumentary.
Well, let's get together and watch it, Nick. We don't do enough
let's
of
do,
that.
Let's do it. Let's sit down. We'll get a big bowl of popcorn.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. And we'll give each other hands
you
ups.
You, me, why?
What?
Dude, okay. I was gonna suggest that we have a little bit of that. Okay, first of all, we'll watch the movie and then I'll get under the coffee table.
Right.
The glass coffee table.
Right, right.
And you, because just for protection, that way if I don't have goggles, it's not going to be. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll figure this out later. Yes. Otherwise, you know, especially with coronavirus going around.
What? No.
Nah, yeah. Are you freaked out about coronavirus?
No.
Why not? I am.
Just because it's every 4 years there's a new scare.
Yeah.
It seems that this is a little bit more serious than
I think there's a lot more coverage. For example, I think that if this happened in a part of the world like China before, we wouldn't see much footage from there.
Yeah.
But they just keep pumping it out with them cleaning and smacking heels instead of high fives. Do you see that shit?
Is that what they're doing now? They're low heeling it?
Give me that.
Oh, I was doing the low heel. Oh, there we go.
Now you and I are just playing footsies under the
table. Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty... all. Apparently. So, you don't think that it's... I think that if you're old and you travel or you're in contact with somebody who travels, you should make arrangements.
Arrangements for your funeral?
Or, you know, just to make sure everything's in order. You should.
You get your business in order.
Yeah. I'll call my dad right after the show.
Okay.
Get your shit in order. because you are a candidate, Pally,
for coronavirus.
Yeah.
No, I just I'm not afraid of it.
What if we made T-shirts that said "I survived coronavirus" and just handed them out to people? Like hundreds, thousands of these T-shirts.
You know that sales for Corona beer are down,
but sales for "I survived coronavirus" or T-shirts are way up.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that they took a shit kicking. But also, do you drink as much now that you smoke weed?
No, I don't.
Oh, boy. The booze companies are in trouble in a few countries, and Canada's got to be one of them, man.
Yeah, yeah, because it's so much. I like it way more now than drinking. I just love drinking.
Yeah.
And now it's like, what, no hangover? Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah. Way cheaper? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to drink, because it is a good... It's a good fueler for sociability. So if you're going to a rock festival or you're hanging out with the pals doing something, you know, day drinking, I think is still a good idea.
It's still a great idea. It's terrific.
It is. It's kind of a good idea. So, you know, aside from day drinking, no, weed is pretty much it. At the end of the day, most people are smoking a joint now.
Yeah, it seems that way.
And not getting rifled up and a few drinks in them and staying up too late.
Yeah, well, I'm pushing 40 now, and it's sort of like... I just can't drink anymore.
And New Kids on the Block was the first album you got?
No, it was President's United States of America.
What?
Yeah. No. But what you really wanted was, you wanted, what was that band with the one kid who looked like he might be challenged? They were brothers. Hanson. Hanson was such a great band.
Were they?
Mmm-bop, they sure were, man. That's that mmm-bop is a great song.
Is it? I hated it. I hate it.
You don't hate it. You don't hate it. If you say you hate mmm-bop, you have no soul. Because that song is just about good times, man. It's the opening to a kid's show.
I couldn't.
Mmm-bop. I can't remember.
Pop music from that era was pretty bad.
Yeah. Jonas Brothers, they weren't into them.
That's after my time.
It is?
Yeah.
What TV shows did you watch in your era?
TV shows. When I was young, you're talking like young.
Yeah,
youngster.
Remember
watching some Mighty Power Machines. Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. Yeah,
son of a bitch.
I was a little old for Power Rangers.
Yeah, I was gonna say you were 15 watching Power Rangers.
I was 21 years old. And
I mean, I was flipping out on acid. Don't get me wrong, but I was watching Power Rangers.
I was masturbating to it. So.
Now, there's a series. That's the craziest show that was ever made because all they did was buy the footage from some Asian show. Did you know this?
Yeah.
And then they just cut it up against shit they shot on the same set in someone's backyard.
Yeah, even when I was a kid, I noticed that. There were some really sketchy... Yeah, there was
cuts and stuff.
Yeah, well, you could tell like whenever these people had their masks
Stop
off.
Saying you were a kid.
I was a young 21-year-old
You
child.
Already had a cum sock. Young Ernie.
But yeah, like even the camp, the footage looked different.
Yeah.
Like when it was the American kids, it was like the footage was super clean. And then like a layer of Vaseline got on the screen whenever the Japanese footage came in. It was, I don't know what was going on with their cameras. It's like,
they used it earlier.
Clean your lenses. Like
they used it early in the day for other work.
And it was all badly dubbed.
Yeah.
Really badly dubbed.
But you know, they thought they had something there and they were right. It's so funny. They really did, man. Like that, and there was another one that was a Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah,
I remember my kids watching that and being like, "Hold on, this is not English."
Yeah,
like the scripts weren't.
Yeah, the Pokemon and the Dragon Ball Z. Just to me, it's just stupid shit. I just remember seeing that, going, "What is this stupid shit?"
Yeah.
It was just after my time, and yeah, it baffles me to see adults that are into Pokemon.
You rolling joints now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do that. That's how I smoke.
How do you do it? Do you still have some weird way to do it, or you just roll it normal now?
My joints are like...
why don't you buy cones?
They're very anal retentive joints.
Oh, that's nice.
They're very thin and long and tight.
If you make them almost thin, too tight. If you make them thin, you should take some of the paper away.
Really?
Yeah, the paper to weed ratio is a big deal.
Really?
So if you can roll it with less paper because you're making them thinner, then just kind of fold it off.
Oh, just
crease
like,
it and rip it off. Yeah,
rip it.
Mm-hmm.
What if I had a little pair of scissors and just snip?
You know what, dude? I don't think you're allowed.
No,
you have to do ripping on it.
Okay, not allowed.
In other countries, you're allowed to use scissors, but not just any scissors. You have to use nail scissors.
I just imagine,
nail scissors, nail clippers.
I just can't imagine ripping it perfectly. I just imagine.
Oh, I think you could do it.
Yeah, you can on the edge of a table, just.
Yeah.
Okay.
If not you, a friend or somebody nearby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just too much paper. So if you smoke all that paper, it's bad for you.
It doesn't taste as good. It's not great for you. You know. What kind of paper are you using?
At first, I just had those zigzags.
Yeah.
And those things last a while, man. I still have
not if you're me.
I bought mine in September. I still have like, there's still zigzags are still coming out of that thing.
Well, there's 100 of them.
Is there 100?
I think so.
Okay, so.
Is there 100 in a pack? How many? It's like a jar of jelly beans, and if you guess, you win the papers, okay? So we're going to find out afterward. How many do you think it is you could win the papers?
Yeah, 100 papers. Yeah, I guess.
What do you, 100?
I don't know.
I'm going to say 75. And then we're going to check out with the Google machine.
Next episode, we'll come back and we'll never talk about this ever
again. No, that's a good point. Somebody will win and we'll never announce it.
Yeah.
But lately, you've been smoking what?
What, those raw ones? Those brown.
Yeah.
I think they're called raw.
Why don't you get cones, man? Then you could just like, because you could just fill as much of the cone as you want.
It's too much weed.
No. Just fill as much of the cone as you want. Like even if it's halfway.
But then wouldn't it just be like a little tiny like.
Who cares? It's very cool. You look like a fucking Mexican bandito. Come on. It's very cool. And it'll taste nice. No, because then the paper to weed ratio is perfect.
Right. Okay. I see your point, but
I'll give you one before you go.
I enjoy the process of like rolling it, sitting and.
You still have to do a little bit of work because you have to tamp it down, tap, 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 tap. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You're talking about.
I'm in my living room. I've eaten. I'm well hydrated. I'm relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm warm, and something's on the TV, like Forensic Files or something like that. And then you just you roll it.
You sit and you make some time, and you roll it up.
Yeah. And then you smoke it, and you watch some Mike Tyson mysteries.
God damn, you hit it on the head.
Yeah.
What happened in episode 16? There was a lot of murder in that episode.
Spoilers ahead, guys.
Wow.
The last episode of Mike Tyson Mysteries, he literally kills God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, Mike Tyson, he's very different. How could they get him behind this? My favorite part is at the end when they're interviewing him. Yeah. Obviously, they got it just when they were doing voice work with him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they catch him saying something, and you're like, oh, shit. He's really like that. Wow. It's so fun.
Oh, it's a great show.
You know what? He does have some sensibility because he's been pitched stuff before, but they really went after him and got this done.
Yeah.
Because it's hilarious.
I'm surprised how good. I relearned my love for Mike Tyson Mysteries after taking up this hobby at night.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've been smoking what lately?
Mostly sativa.
Yeah.
So I now have a collection of little bottles full of weed. It's like I got Rio Bravo, there's Island Honey, Strawberry Ice. It's probably Strawberry Ice, probably my favorite.
You've tried Strawberry Jerry? Did I give you some of that?
No.
Strawberry Jerry. Oof.
You gave me some Incredible Hulk.
Yep, that's nice. That's good sativa. Good yummy, stuff. Yummy, yummy.
Yeah, and my indica, I'm ignoring. I'm neglecting my indica. I'm always in a sativa.
I'm abusing mine.
Yeah.
You know? Oh fuck. I got this, Jesus Christ. I got this stuff called a pink gas mask. Oh.
I love it.
Oh, boy. Nick, first of all, you take it out of the container, and it smells like you have a grow-op in your entire house in about a second.
It just stinks up everything?
Literally the stinkiest weed I have ever come across in my life. And it's just, when you smoke it, you're halfway through a joint, and you're like, I know I'm sitting here doing something, but what is it I'm doing exactly? The joint's long gone out, it's still in your fingers. You're like, oh, boy. Wow, it's tomorrow. I need to go back in the house now. It's really the strongest shit ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
You get your weed delivered, or you go into a dispensary?
I got a bunch of stores around me now.
Yeah, a cafe is open now.
Yeah, right? Cafe is probably my favorite place.
Yeah, it's
actually.
Good. Yeah.
Congrats,
cafe, on getting yourself open. I don't know how you're doing it. Whatever.
Yeah, those fucking rebels.
I tell you, the delivery services are getting real pro. Like, you get like an order number now. It's like person on the phone confirming your order, confirming your ID. It's like really, they are trying to make it at least seem real legit. probably yeah. for their own safety.
I did. I did the delivery thing. I did. I and they got me the wrong shit, and they sort of gave it to me in like a stapled. It felt like a drug deal, you know.
Ah.
They gave it to me in like a stapled paper bag.
Yeah,
and I opened
I like
it up
that.
And it was the wrong shit.
That's not good.
Yeah,
I like it in a paper bag. A lot of the weed I'm getting now is coming in tuna cans.
What?
Tuna, yeah. Like, dude, I have like a stack of tuna cans.
Is it? It's a tuna can, like literally,
yeah.
like
and
you open
psh,
up the can,
you
over?
Pop the top, and
oh,
then
it's like a little.
And it comes with. They give you a lid that you can put back on it afterward. It's a tuna can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have one in the car. I'll give it to you. You can have.
Funzo.
Oh man, I have containers galore for your weed. You're not smoking.
Yeah.
Why don't you just put all that indica in one bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hand it off to me. I'll trade you.
Yeah. Just
yeah.
just mix it, and you can. You
yeah,
can use it.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care, and I'll trade you. I'll trade you. You know. Gram for gram.
It's going to be super dry.
I'll tell you what. I'll trade you gram for gram with some wet stuff. I'll do
oh,
pretty
fuck.
Good.
It's a deal, man. It's a deal.
You're going to get like, dude, you're going to get like next to nothing. If we weigh the wet stuff and we weigh the dry stuff, you're going to get like fuck all.
Fair enough.
So like, let's not do that.
Yeah, but I'm not smoking again. I'm not doing it.
Yeah? So better something
I'm
than
just
nothing.
Gonna, once I run on a sativa, I'm just going to buy more.
I like where this went. I see that our work yeah. here is done.
Yeah, and also I went to, there's a new place opened on Bloor there, Tokyo Smoke.
Yeah, I saw that. I think yeah. that's one of the legit OSC stores, isn't it?
I'm not sure, but it's like the Mac store for weed.
Oh, it's all fancy inside.
Yeah. I think a lot of OG people are going to be not liking it.
Really? It's a little too
yeah.
sterile.
Oh, Grizz would hate it.
Oh fuck!
Mac,
yeah.
Like he hates the Mac store to begin with, right?
And then and then they made it his weed store, and he likes
yeah.
his dispensary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, where do you go? And he's like, you know how tight he and I are, right?
Yeah.
Ask me if he's ever taken me to his dispensary.
No. Have you ever gone to his dispensary?
Oh fuck no!
He said he would take me.
What?
Yeah, he said he would take me. But he also said that fuck Mike as well. So
oh okay maybe, okay. Oh, okay. So, yeah, no, that all makes sense. But, yeah, no, he's always been like, don't mention them on the show. You know, I don't want to talk about them. I want them to be safe and sound, and I just don't want a lot of people meeting me there. I just want to go and get my piece.
Okay.
And get out of it. So I'm like, well, I'll just – and then I'll say to him, can you grab me something? Yeah, give me the money. Dude, I give you weed all the time. Well, give me your money. Just why don't you pick me some up? All right. And then he doesn't. He's a terrible friend. Actually.
He is.
You know what? Maybe you should just give me that indica that you're not smoking anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah, and be different than Grizz.
Well, you've given me a lot of weed, so I think I should return
yeah,
the favor.
Yeah, this is fair. This is fair.
Give you my dry weed.
This is fair. Yeah, give me your shit weed. That's a really
yeah.
good start
nice.
With my friends. You'd be the first of my friends to make this really good start. You will be a really good friend of ours if you subscribe to the show. And listen to Mostly False. It's a good podcast. Nick hosts that. It's a lot of fun. It's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
And we love you. Thank you so much. Merrill Wanderers forever. I just made up a slogan. What?
Fuck all of y'all. All of y'all can go suck a caterpillar dick.